A federal judge effectively ended the Biden administration's mask mandate on public transport, including airplanes, this week. And almost immediately, major airlines and airports around the country told travelers they can shed their masks. That includes Sky Harbor here in Phoenix. Yesterday on the show, we heard from a public health expert about her concerns that this will just contribute to the spread of COVID-19, especially for vulnerable populations. But today, let's take a slightly different tack and look at how this major shift in pandemic travel guidelines might affect the airline industry. For that, let's turn now to my conversation with Brett Snyder. You might know him better as the Cranky Flyer, a blog where he tracks the latest news in the airline industry.
You know, the impact on the industry here is it's sort of twofold. On the one hand, on the demand side, there's not really an impact because planes are full. People want to travel. Whether they had to mask or not, that's not stopping anyone right now. Or if it is, it's very few people. So, you know, in that sense, it really shouldn't make a difference. Where it does make a difference, though, is for the flight crews that have to deal with this every day. They no longer have to force people to do it, which they will definitely welcome for the most part. But to me, honestly, I see this as very much a non-event.
Let's talk about where we are in the airline industry right now. It's been a really rough couple of years here throughout the pandemic for this industry in particular, for obvious reasons. And, you know, masking is just a one piece of this. But how far have they come? If we're seeing demand, you know, really high for travel, for booking flights, et cetera, right now, are they back to where they were?
Yeah, well, in some places they are. So for domestic travel, things are back where they were, in some places even better than where they were, which is amazing to think about, considering where we were in the depths of the pandemic. And we've also seen places like the Caribbean, Mexico, places that never really had restrictions or had limited restrictions on travel. Those do very well as well. The rest of international is tough. You know, this summer, Europe is back. People are booking like crazy to Europe. But going over the Pacific is still basically dead. So it's really a matter of what's happening between, you know, the government regulations and how comfortable people are with actually taking these trips. And then the last piece, which, you know, is a little bit different, it's not geographical, but it's business versus leisure. So business travel has been slower to come back. Leisure is booming. That's not even a question. But business travel has been creeping back, and it'll probably be at a new normal just because the nature of business seems to have changed to some extent during the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely less need to travel there. I want to ask about the impact that, you know, COVID policies like masking have had throughout the pandemic on airlines. As you mentioned, like, staff have really had to bear the brunt of this. We've seen lots of videos of unruly passengers, people getting in fights about this, people refusing to do it. Do you think that the lifting of that will alleviate that, or will we see conflicts now about some people wearing masks and some people refusing to, and that creating conflict?
Why do we even have to think about that? I do think, look, I mean, the reality is before it was, this is a federal law. You have to do this.
Right.
If you don't, you're gone. You have the weight of the federal government behind you and the laws and all that. Now you don't have that. But there can always be this tension, right? You have 150 people or so on an airplane in a small tube that are confined. And, you know, there seems to have been this breakdown in general decorum.
Yeah, there really does, as I'm sure you have seen firsthand throughout this. I want to ask another question about the people in the industry, the people sort of on the front lines here. I mean, one of the biggest issues the airlines have had through this is keeping people on the job, right? Do you think this might help them in that realm? They don't have to put that on the plate of people working in their airplanes anymore?
I don't know if this will really make a difference there. You know, the airline industry has been very unique because they got that specific money for them during the pandemic that was meant to keep everyone employed in the industry. It was meant to pay the employees. But what they did is they offered a bunch of early retirements and, you know, all those types of buyouts, things like that. And a lot of people took them up on it.
Yeah.
So it's not that they let people go. It's that they gave people the opportunity and they said, okay, bye. So now you have this question of how do you replenish the ranks? And they're generally not having a huge amount of trouble finding interest. There's always that transition period of trying to get people up and running. The hardest part is with pilots. because when it comes to pilots, they're only trained to fly one aircraft at a time, one aircraft type. And so when you have some airlines, like, you know, if you take American, they have 737s, they have Airbus narrow bodies, they have 787s, they have 777s. So all the pilots are trained on specific aircraft. American retired several fleets during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And so they had to retrain all these pilots to go into different places. Plus they had all the early retirements, so they need to hire new pilots and get them trained up. And there's a general shortage of pilots in the industry because you need so many hours just to be able to do it. So many hours of actual flying before you're allowed to fly for an airline. So, you know, you just have these huge training bottlenecks and all sorts of issues that are really tough to recover from.
One of the things I think that sticks out about the travel industry in general right now is that it just is a little bit bumpy right now. Like, we're seeing a lot of canceled flights, a lot of delayed flights, a lot of people stuck at airports, these kind of horror stories you see on the news. Is that something we can expect to be alleviated anytime soon?
Well, I don't know about how do you define soon? This is exactly what these issues with pilots and just generally staffing up and moving things around. This is exactly what's leading to those problems, because the airlines are running with a little less slack than they normally would like to do. And right now the demand is so strong that they're trying to squeeze as many flights as they can out of the fleet and the employees that they have. And sometimes that means running a little tighter than they'd like. And so when, you know, the monsoon season hits and disrupts everything for an afternoon, you know, that really just has the ability to throw things off more than it normally would, because there's less slack for recovery.
Yeah.
And that's what we're dealing with. And it'll take some time for the airlines to get back. I do think the summer has the chance of having some difficulties depending on how the weather goes and how the scheduling goes. Some airlines have already pulled back their schedules, being a little bit afraid of operational concerns. So we'll see how it all pans out, but I think people should be ready for potential disruptions this summer if, you know, the weather gets bad one day and it takes some time to get back to normal.
Get ready to be flexible, everybody. All right, that's Brett Snyder, the cranky flyer, joining us. Brett, thank you so much for coming on and for your insights. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.